Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross celebrated the deal and pledged that he would impose the most strict compliance that we've ever had on any company, American or foreign. But yesterday on CBSN, Senator Warner said that the head of the CIA, FBI, and the Defense Department all say that ZTE is potentially compromised equipment.
Hitting ZTE with a fine or putting additional compliance team in does not get rid of the back doors that are built into this technology. Again, my background was in this field. Let's listen to our national security experts and not have this equipment, in effect, permeate all over our country.
Warner had previously said that ZTE has violated U.S. sanctions rules twice. Ian Price, WFIR News.